Donald Trump, border deal must shut down Joe Biden's invasion. By Neil Munro on January 18, 2024. Donald Trump urged GOP legislators late Wednesday night to avoid a flawed deal with pro-migration Democrats in the closed-door negotiations over border reforms and migration funding. Around 11:15 in the evening, he posted his support for House Speaker Mike Johnson's pro-American stance in the negotiations. "I do not think we should do a border deal, at all. Unless we get everything needed to shut down the invasion of millions and millions of people, many from parts unknown, into our once great, but soon to be great again, country. Also, I have no doubt that our wonderful Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, will only make a deal that is perfect on the border. Remember, without strong borders and honest elections, we don't have a country." So far, President Joe Biden's border deputies have carefully allowed roughly 5 million economic migrants across the southern border and into the United States. The huge inflow adds up as roughly one migrant for every two American births during the last 3 years. The inflow has dramatically shifted public attitudes against mass migration into Americans' workplaces and communities, which is now described as an invasion by majorities in two polls. Biden's deputies are now trying to minimize the political damage before the November election. Related: Operation Lone Star. Texas DPS takes control of Eagle Pass border crossing hotspot. The resulting negotiations between White House officials and GOP and Democratic senators have reportedly come up with compromise deals that give both parties what they want. For example, Democratic legislators do not want the penniless migrants to be housed in city-funded shelters. So GOP negotiators reportedly agreed to let the migrants quickly get work permits so they could be hired by companies in place of better-paid Americans. That offer of fast-track work permits is a big change from the current, but ignored, law which requires that migrants be detained and not allowed to work until their pleas for asylum are decided. Biden's deputies also want billions of dollars to help transport and hide the many migrants in nonprofit shelters during the 2024 election. However, the negotiators are reportedly far apart on the parole pathway. In 2022, Biden's deputies cut the pathway through the border to help pull millions of poor migrants to Wall Street and Democratic-run cities. A large block of business-backed GOP senators want to make a compromise deal if Biden will curb his parole pathway. The group includes Senator James Lankford, ROK, and Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC. A different block of GOP senators prefer to protect Americans' communities and pocketbooks from Biden's cheap labor migration. This block includes Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, and Sen. J.D. Vance, RO. Trump's intervention may make it more difficult for the pro-deal faction in the GOP to win Lankford's goal of getting support from more than half of the 49-member caucus. The half-the-caucus rule requires support from at least 25 of 49 GOP senators in an election year. Amid Trump's likely opposition and the public's increasing view of migrants as an elite-imposed burden, not a global benefit. Trump's support for Johnson may also make it difficult for Biden to get agreement for concessions from his coalition of pro-migration business groups and pro-migration progressives. The business groups include Mark Zuckerberg's Forward, U.S. advocacy group for West Coast investors. On Wednesday, Biden invited Johnson, Senator Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, to talk about the border bill and the entangled funding bill for Ukraine's no-negotiations war with Russia. After the White House event, the mild-mannered Johnson said he is still pushing for substantive policy change. The elements have to be meaningful. Democrats are already preparing for Biden's failure by loudly blaming the GOP for Biden's refusal to guard the nation's borders.